Hello dear one, and welcome to this introduction of this planetary journey we are going through 2022. So it's going to be more of practical things and information for anyone joining at any time during this year. So first practical thing to get the best out of the sound, the best is if you are listening with your earphones, because it's two microphones, so you have this one for this ear and you have this other one for this ear, and together it makes this kind of feeling that you would be right now in the same room as me. And luckily for you, you are not, because I'm a little bit sick. So it's perfect that we can do that way. And you can listen to these recordings whenever you want. Just the advice would be that you find a place where you can feel, you can relax into that place. You feel safe. You feel you can really go into what is coming through the sound and through the meditation without being disturbed. If you have children at home, then maybe if you luckily have a partner, then give the responsibility to the partner for this time where you do the meditation, or yeah, you know how you do, either when they are in school or when they are sleeping. But in case they are there and you don't have a partner, or your partner is not there, then really like make it as like an invitation for them to respect this space, for this moment, that this is your time to go into this meditation for yourself, so that you can really get the best out of it. Because if you are on guard, you cannot really fully sink and go into it. So the idea that kind of evolved during the creative process, I was at the beginning thinking that I would do one planet each month, and then I realized, actually all the planets are in relationship to others, so it doesn't really make sense to extract one planet. So I came out to the idea to each month add one planet to the game. So to start now, we are in February, so it's the second month, so we will start with two planets, but it's the very last day of the month that we start, because actually two planets is really like it would be actually two planets would be the base, the Earth and the Sun. And and then we continue and we add each month one planet, and to create kind of different symphonies depending on who is there. And like for you, the invitation is like each month to bring your focus onto the planets that we have. So for example, now with this introduction with the first planet, like really putting your focus into the Earth and the Sun, that is like your ground, and we are in the solar system, and the Sun is like giving us life. So really like bringing the focus there. And if you want to go into exploring also on an astrological level, then now we have the Sun is in the Pisces, so it's also why we start now with the Sun in Pisces. So maybe looking where is your personal Sun in your chart, so it's like your relation between the Sun and your Earth birth date. And I will infuse sometimes a few information about the planets and about maybe a little bit of astrology, but I really wanted to To bring the less possible of interpretation from astrologers, even if I love people's interpretation, but the idea of this journey is really like to find your own interpretation, to find your own answers, and to really like, while you tune in with the vibrations of the planet, to see what it makes with you, what you discover from yourself, without it being told by anyone else. We live in a time where it's so much about like, yeah, we have so much access to amazing things, like amazing teachings, amazing workshops, and like an abundance of all. And my personal experience is that I actually find the best answers when I just like silence everything. And actually I have the answers within me, but it's just like so noisy from life, and it's okay. But the idea would be here really to go back to this listening to yourself and learning from yourself, like being your own teacher. And of course we have amazing teachers of so many different things, but in this one journey, really like awakening your intuition in relation to where you are at in your life in this moment, and with the help of these beautiful, amazing teachers up in the sky that are always there moving around us, and that influence us in a way. And if we learn what it does with us, then we can be more conscious about everything that's happening and not take it as, yeah, just go with it consciously, let's say. So this is the idea of this journey. And at the end of the year of 2022, we will have then all the planets of the solar system, plus a few special guests, to compose this this symphony. And at the end of the year, we will have like each of the meditation as like one track of two planets, three planets, four planets, five planets, six planets, seven sister planets, eight planets, nine planets, 10 planets, 11, 12, whichever these 12 will be, we will see. So this is the introduction. I want to say that I will try to make the intro at each beginning of the meditation as short as possible so that we dive into the sound. So basically, the idea is always to find like this soft and safe space for you to relax and to either be lying down or sitting in a comfortable position and being relaxed. So choosing a moment where you can go into this relaxation. And we will have maybe moment in this year where you will be able to do that outside, because it will be warm again. And sometimes it's more inside. So yeah, this is the few guidelines for this journey. The different ways to do it is either you can do only one meditation and buy one meditation, one symphony, or you can go for the full planetary 2022 journey, and only this, and receiving each month the meditation and a few guidelines. Or you can choose to become a member of the sound journeys that I create. And in this sense, you get not only this meditation, but also the full moon and the new moon. So honestly, this is very convenient for you, because it's much more... you get much more meditations than the rest. But if you only want to do this one journey, then this is also possible. So with this, I will let you with a little sound that will be also the beginning of the first one that we will do.